The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor A.J. Potter of the Pleasantville Baptist Church of Pleasantville. He is the guest of Representative Thorpe of Marion. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Blaine Watkins from Donelson. He is the majority leader's page.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we're thankful for this room full of people that have put their lives on hold, businesses on hold, families on hold to serve our state. And we thank you for their efforts. We thank you for their willingness. We pray that you give them wisdom today as they begin this day and whatever this day may hold with meetings and conversations. Lord, we know that we need wisdom from on high, and we thank you that you would give that to us. And we pray that you'd bless this great state that we are a part of. And we're thankful to be a part of this great state and this great nation. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, you sent to this earth so that we could have salvation. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2045 by Eisenhower, a bill for an act relating to the acreage limitation for the production of hemp and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 2045 by Cassina, a bill for an act providing for appropriations for a statewide fire and police retirement system and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2045 by Mumson, a bill for an act relating to the credit transaction involving agricultural items, including by providing for warehouse drying or storage liens on crops and by establishing a central filling system related to the security interests of the farm products, providing fees, and including applicability, contingency implementation, and effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2045 by Brink, a bill for an act relating to the statewide preschool program by modifying provisions relating to the eligibility funding and compensatory attendance and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2049 by Kressig and others, a bill for an act requiring school employee training and protocols related to children's mental health, requiring the suicide prevention information be included on secondary student identification cards and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2050 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the rate of an authority to impose school district regular and voter-approved physical plants and equipment levies for certain school budget years.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2051 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services Elderly Waiver Monthly Budget Maximum.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2052 by Fry, a bill for an act related to the Medical Residency Training State Matching Grant Program Rural Rotation Requirement.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2053 by Wessel, Crochell, and James, a bill for an act related to limitations on cost sharing related to insurance coverage of insulation.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2054 by Fry, a bill for an act related to the privacy of a victim of a sex offense in a criminal or civil proceeding.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2055 by Jones and Hagenow, a bill for an act relating to the inclusion of the value of child restraint system in a particular loss calculation for specific insurance settlements of first-party automobile particular losses and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2056 by McKean, a bill for an act relating to the employment of county engineers.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2057 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act creating an Iowa Institute for Public Policy.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2058 by Wills, a bill for an act providing for the repeal of the Iowa Code over a 10-year period and procedures for legislative review and enactment.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2059 by Sexton and Klein, a bill for an act establishing daylight savings as the official time in the state throughout the year.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2060 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the date of an election to authorize the insurance of certain indebtedness of school districts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2061 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act relating to the registration fees paid for certain electric vehicles, including by altering the amount of registration fee, creating a tax for the registration fee paid, and exempt customers of electric utilities who have paid registration fees for certain users or franchise fees, and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2062 by Bossman and Moore, a bill for an act exempting the sales tax of purchase price of specific digital products sold to a nonprofit food bank or blood center.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Thede. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction?
You'd be in order.
Thank you so much. I have one of my beautiful daughters here, my youngest daughter. And just to give you a quick reference, last year, she made us those wonderful cookies. Do you remember those? Yeah. So let's give her a loud applause today as she stands up.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Oldson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, everyone. This is just a friendly reminder that tomorrow morning from 7 to 9, students from Des Moines University will be down in room 116, and they would love to have you stop by and visit about their programs. Thanks.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winneshiek, Representative Bergen. For what purpose to seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I want to extend an invitation on behalf of the Accountants Association of Iowa. They are hosting a legislative breakfast tomorrow morning, so just come with an appetite before session. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of today's business this afternoon. And Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the 2 o'clock committee blocks around the 2:30, 2:45 time frame.
Is there any further business to come before the House? You have all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All the opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is in recess.